on Sydney Live, the Entertainment Report with Peter Ford. Let me
Ford. She's dealt with a lot, and it's sad when any couple splits up. I mean, that would push anybody over the edge, yeah. I reckon.
What's really going on in show business?
Well, no one was entirely sure what was really going on at the Oscars when they were reading out the winner of the best film of 2017 or 2016 at the 2017 Oscars. Even I'm getting mixed up. Peter Ford, good afternoon.
It was an absolute first-class balls up, debacle, shambles. And there'll be a lot of people right around the world now, Ben, in different time zones to Australia, who've gone to bed not knowing what has happened. And they'll wake up tomorrow because of the time differences and realise, oh, I shouldn't have switched off. As soon as they open the envelope, you think, oh, yeah, another boring speech. I'll go to bed. It's all over now.
That's a good point.
And then, of course, it all unfolded. And suddenly, those people all on stage for La La Land, and I've got to say, that producer of La La Land was so dignified and calm. And
Jordan Horwitz.
The host.
Just recap for people, in case people have just tuned in the last hour, I played the audio earlier, but in a nutshell, what happened?
Well, basically, we got to the end of the night, and it had been quite a good ceremony, but we'll come back to that. And then they announced La La Land, and it wasn't a major shock. It had been doing well all night, and it's certainly been hotly a favourite. And they're up there, and everyone's happy, and everyone's settled in to listen to the speeches. And then suddenly you can see this confusion, and then suddenly it's being announced that, no, it's a mistake, and no, we haven't won. Moonlight has actually won. And again, more confusion, and people not sure whether this is some sort of Jimmy Kimmel gag, because Jimmy's now back on the stage, and it's just jaw-dropping stuff. I mean, it's the wonder and the horror of live TV. And, of course, we've seen this happen before. We had it happen locally with the Australia's Next Top Model, where Sarah Murdoch announced the wrong girl. And then we had it, was it just last year, with Miss Universe, where Steve Harvey announced the wrong country.
So do we think that the stuff-up has occurred by somebody handing the wrong envelope over to Warren Beatty, who was reading out the winner?
Yes. Yes, definitely. And this is really got to, the Academy have to go overboard to explain this, because basically they've made Warren and Faye Dunaway, who were there together after 50 years, so a lovely sort of moment to bring them back together, the stars of Bonnie and Clyde, and they're made to now look like senile old fools if they've suddenly stuffed this up. And if you follow me on Twitter, I've frozen a close-up of Warren opening the envelope, and it's very clear, it's written on the envelope, Best Actress. So he's been handed the wrong envelope, he's been handed the one for the Best Actress, so he opens it, and you can see he's getting a bit confused, and he looks inside the envelope, and then he hands it to Faye. Now, that can either be interpreted that he's throwing her under the bus, or he's reaching out to her saying, I'm not sure what's going on here.
And it's, of course, too good.
She sees Emma Stone, La La Land, so she just announces La La Land. And it all fell apart from there.
Guess how much we're going to discuss of the rest of the Oscars?
Well, that's the sad thing, you know.
None.
It was historic Oscars. No, we've got to say this for history's sake, Ben. It was the first Muslim ever to win the Best Supporting Actor in Mahershala Ali, the youngest director ever to win in Damien Chazelle, and the first ever lesbian gay theme movie to win in the Best Picture category. So let's not forget that.
Yeah, I know, but we know that everyone will only be focusing on one thing. We'll talk to you soon. Have fun over there.
See you, Ben.
Peter Ford covering the Oscars, the Academy Awards. What a stuffer.